Hello and welcome back to this boring podcast, which is the overnight podcast, and my sound is too loud. I'm sorry. I'm just too excited right now because I don't know. I think I'm high right now. I just haven't got any sleep. Currently it's 2 a.m. and I need to wake up at 5 a.m. today because it's today. Because it's school and school's already started in my place again. So yeah, that's that. And I want to talk about that right now. So it has already started from yesterday. So now, because my biological clock is not yet reset to adapt to the school time. So yeah, I cannot sleep. Just like always. And I always make podcasts at 2 a.m. like usual. Because that's when I'm most creative at. So yeah, I'm really high right now. I don't know what makes me high. I think sleep deprived makes me high. But regardless. So here's the best thing ever about school. You go back to that school, to the place where you can socialize, because I haven't socialized with anyone within these 2 weeks of holidays that the school gave us. And I can go back and chat with my friends again. And then there is this, you know, types of teachers. So the first type of teachers is just the one that wants to stay at holiday, just like any other students, because most of the students in my class is still having their holidays for some reason. I think they haven't had enough holidays, so they extend that time. And the teachers do that also, and they won't go to our class and just say, here, I have work for you guys, so do that. And the second type is the one who starts the lesson right off the bat. So those teachers are the most hated ones. They go in and say, hey, you enjoy your holidays? And we said, yes, we enjoy our holidays. Okay, nice. And then we start our lesson now, okay? And we start off chapter one. Man, those types of teachers really sucks. They don't understand that we need to break after holiday. We need to adapt again. And then there's the third type, the most favorite type. So there's this, my Japanese teacher. And he's a really cool guy, so he goes in to our class and then he said, do you guys want to learn? And of course, we are students and we said, no. And then he said, okay, that's cool. You guys can do whatever you want. You can go out, go to canteen and have fun. And that's what we did. We go out, we have fun. And there is this one student that goes to the projector, that big screen, and then plug in his laptop and watch film together with the teacher also joining in, watching the film together. So the room is, all of the curtains are closed, the lights off, and we're watching a theater inside the class, and that's fine, I guess. And the teacher is also doesn't really want to teach because, well, it's the start of the holidays. He understands the student. He understands that the student doesn't want to learn. So, well, we'll take a rest, you know. Maybe we start the lesson next week, but not too really abrupt. Not to really go in and just start learning everything. Just, you know, take it slow, take it slow. And that's about the teacher. So, the next thing is my filming club. So the school asked my filming club to make an introduction video for our school. And I've told you this before in the last episode. And, you know, I kind of hate this because the school wants us to make it, but the school can't cooperate because, well, you want to make it, so at least give us a little hand, you know. And also, other than the school doesn't want to cooperate, and my friends at the club as well, like, I can't control them. They cannot cooperate also. And I was like, oh my god, how will this be? You know, they don't understand about making a video that much. They're only a hobbyist, but not really a hobbyist, because they don't really make videos, but they only want to join because, well, it seems cool, so let's join anyways. And those types are really, really annoying. So, you know what? I'll be the editor and I will make this great So I told my friends, okay, you can go out in teams and just shoot everything. Take as many footage as you can, and I will edit it and make it great. And it's just to ensure that I don't have a shortage in footage, because it's good to have too much rather than less. Okay, I'm back to school again. So this school is really, I don't know how to say it, but because the schedule is really tight in this particular semester, so they added new things to the school, which is making the classes, which makes the learning has to be much more fast. It's like we need to learn really fast just to keep up with the schedule. Like, why? We already have too much subjects at the school. We have 15 subjects. We learn 15 things in the school, and that's not enough. So they added another one to the schedule, which makes it even worse. And because of that, all of the teachers, each one meeting, each 1 week, per 1 week, we learn one chapter, and then the next week we learn the second chapter, and then the third week we learn the third chapter, so on and so forth. Like, that's too fast. Even when it's not that cramped, the subject is not that cramped, we are already that dumb, and you want to accelerate the subjects and make it 1 week per chapter? We'll be even dumber. It's like the school has the worst plan ever for the students, and they expect us to accept that and be smart. It doesn't work like that. Maybe this is because of the, you know, the government's fault, maybe, because they really want us to be smart, but they don't plan it very well. Like, their curriculums are the worst. I don't know why we need to learn this much subject and we need to cram up that much in such a short time. And the worst of all is, if that teacher cannot teach us, if the teacher is bad at teaching, well, then we're just fucked then. We need to learn on our own. Which is what I did, like, every single school. Every single subject, every single school. Well, not every single subject, because there are some subjects that really have this nice teacher and is good at teaching and good at taking care of the students. And most of the students are just smart at that subject. It's like a miracle teacher. But most of the subjects I just learn on my own. You know, YouTube is my teacher. Oh, and you know this Khan Academy, you know, it's the best place to learn math and physics. Not sponsored, by the way. Of course not. Why would I be sponsored? And I'm just telling you guys this because that's the best place to learn. If you are still learning, or if you are already done with school, then probably you are not going to need that. Because most of the subjects, most of the things that we learn at school, nah, we don't really need that later on. Maybe if you are continuing on that particular subject, like physics, and you want to learn physics, so you need all of the materials that you learn from start to finish. So yeah, but if you're not, then what's the use? Oh man, it feels really great to rant about my school to the world. And now it's 2 a.m. and I need to sleep because 5 a.m. I need to wake up at 5 a.m. Please sleep. Please sleep. I cannot sleep. Well, maybe I as well not really need to sleep. Maybe let's not sleep. Yeah, let's not sleep. Maybe not. I think that's a bad idea because it's going to be a long day. Really? Is it going to be? I'm just talking to myself right now. Whoop. I'm sorry for this really short episode, because, you know, I have many works to do and, well, I need to cram up my schedule even more so that I can finish much more. So yeah. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.